As I mentioned before, the first six sentences of the Adon Olam prayer describe the exaltedness, the greatness of Hashem, the uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last four sentences discuss God's relationship with us, with mankind. We say that Vahu Keli V'chai Goali, Hashem is our living Redeemer. Hirsch explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a share in His own life and His own immortality. There's a spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within each and every one of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzur Chevli. He's the rock. He's our rock. He provides us with the strength to survive our chavalim, our sufferings. He is Nisi. Hu Nisi Umanosli. He is our banner that guides us. And Menas Kosi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the portion of our cup. That this means that when we call out to Him, this means, this Rav Hirsch explains, this is an allegorical term from Tehillim, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Hey, referring to fate. When we have a difficult situation that we're in, we can call out to Hashem. And essentially, what these sentences are telling us at the end of Adon Olam, is not simply that Kadosh Baruch Hu is near us and we feel Hashem's warmth, but it's more than that. All we need to do is express faith in Hashem. And if we truly believe in that, and we truly have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that faith will provide us with sufficient strength to guide us through any difficult time.